Bonjour, coucou, hello. It's Monday, October 2nd, and you just heard J. Cole with Music from the Bay. I'm Fiona Franchi, and you're listening to Women of Song on Sunshine 96.7 FM, WMTB LP, St. Petersburg. Online at RadioSt.Pete.com, streaming worldwide. Support for Women of Song comes from 7C Music, 535 22nd Street South in the Warehouse Arts District. 7C Music is a full-service guitar repair shop, live music venue, and coffee bar. More at 7cmusic.com. It's National Hispanic Heritage Month, and St. Pete-based Roxana Agudelo opens with this beautiful song, Unicornio de Mar. On Saturday, October 7th, Roxana plays for the Maui Outreach Benefit Show, a community fundraiser at 2634 Emerson Avenue South, St. Pete. The event starts at 3 p.m. and goes to midnight with many performers, a vegan potluck, raffle prizes, silent auction, and much more. Next up, Judy Ann Jackson, who visits Woman of Song Studio this month, sings Old Soul, followed by Kimmy Tortuga with Respirar. In celebration of National Hispanic Heritage Month, Roxana sings this beautiful song.
Un domingo en la mañana, a la orilla de la playa, aparecía tranquilo, aunque las olas estremecían. De la mano de mi amado echamos a caminar y de repente encontramos un unicornio de mar. Y de repente encontramos un unicornio de mar. Que me hunda la arena, que me vuelva el mar, que mi alma sea una con la de ayer. Dijeron unos muchachos que el delfín andaba un rato sin aire sobre la orilla, cansado y extraviado. Entonces ahí decidimos regresarlo a la mar, con sus pulmones agitados y corazón a estallar. Con sus pulmones agitados y corazón a estallar. Que me hunda la arena y que me vuelva el mar, que mi alma sea una con la de Yemayay. Que me hunda la arena y que me vuelva el mar, que mi alma sea una con la de Yemayay. En esas llegó una abuela diciendo que esto mismo ha pasado, que hay mucho remolino y por favor tenga cuidado. Entonces a nadar me puse con el unicornio de mar, con mi alma ardiendo y corazón a estallar. Con mi alma ardiendo y corazón a estallar.
Con la de Yemayay. think I've always been a little grown up. Ever since I used to ride that bus down to Gory, K to 5 Elementary. Bought my first guitar when I was only 8. Spent the money I earned selling lemonade in the driveway. And if I had it my way, I'm gonna write the songs the whole world sings, the kind that when you hear them they mean everything. I'm only a teen, but I'm going on 30. 'Cause I'm an old soul, ain't trying to hide it, got my own road. No use in fighting, yeah, I don't know where it's gonna go. I'm already friends with the unknown. Got the bluebird sitting on my shoulder, and for what I've heard, we're only getting older. So before I go, just know I ain't going with the flow, 'cause I'm an outlaw. Just an old soul. Get to heaven, hope I meet John Prine. I'm an angel from Montgomery, loving Patsy Cline. Call me crazy, but that'd be amazing. This down home, full grown heart of mine, I ain't gonna waste no time. 'Cause I'm an old soul, ain't trying to hide it, got my own road. No use in fighting, yeah, I don't know where it's gonna go. I'm already the unknown. Got the bluebird sitting on my shoulder, and for what I've heard, we're only getting older. So before I go, just know I ain't going with the flow, 'cause I'm an old soul.
You're listening to Sunshine 96.7 FM with Fiona Frenchie. In the studio with me is music graduate of FSU, Rebecca Zapin. Worked in the music library, is a singer, songwriter, musician, mom, and educator at Eckerd College. Hey.
Hello, everybody. Fiona, it's so great to be here with you today.
Thank you. I know your influences are wide and varied, but growing up in a household that only listened to classical music, that definitely gave you a bar.
And, you know, as far as a high bar, I think I had a specific menu of things that were offered to me. You're going to do classical music, in this case, violin, and classical dance. So I studied ballet from age 4 to 14. You know, so I will say that I had a certain aesthetic of musical beauty that appealed to me. So singers who were shouting or had a gravelly voice, it didn't appeal to me, and it's only in my adult years that I started to become more open to these varied sounds, like Tom Waits, for instance.
Ooh, I love Tom Waits.
So that became a voice and a style that I could appreciate. And then there's my musical peers in Florida. There's Grant Peoples, Frank Lindemood. They definitely have more texture to their voices, and I can appreciate that. But as far as my upbringing and my youth, I had acceptance for learning and listening to music that you could describe as organized and refined, because that's all I knew. I was 11 years old before I heard Billy Joel.
Oh my gosh!
I'm going to ballet, I'm in carpool, and I'm pointing wildly at the dash. What's that? What's that? And my, you know, my friend's looking outside the car, like, she's
that?
Just like, are you looking at this restaurant? Are you looking at this hardware store? I was like, no. What's this music? And it was Billy Joel singing For the Longest Time. And you know that song. It's got amazing vocals. And,
right.
And you can see why.
The production on it.
Mm-hmm, that's why I'd be drawn to something like that.
Did you begin to explore a more informal kind of music? A more like rock and roll or pop?
Yeah. So I was 14 or 15. And my brother's best friend gave me a small nylon string guitar. Maybe half size. And I started to learn Beatles tunes like I Want to Hold
Beatles.
Your Hand. Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I adore the Beatles. I worked up Blackbird. I remember going to a garage sale and picking up an LP by Simon and Garfunkel. And have you heard of a trio of three sisters called The Roaches?
The Roaches, yes. New York City.
I mean, amazing.
I've seen them perform. Oh. In the 90s, they were really performing a lot in the city, in the village.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Having learned just this much about you so far, why don't we play one of your songs? And choose a couple more songs, of course, by some local artists, but local artists of your choice.
Absolutely. As far as a song of mine that I would like to share, this is Swamp Pit from my album Nest. And I really want to share this one because it showcases the lush texture of, you know, vocal harmonies and the strings. It's a very ethereal feeling to it, and my husband was the recording engineer for it, Jeremy Douglas.
Fantastic.
Yes.
And I know the Deb Rubies and the Emily Turnages and even Ernestine Black are going to love this, because all of you great musicians, you great women of song, find each other. So I can't wait till they hear this song.
Who is the hero? Who
to be in the corner listening to the conversation you had with your girlfriend, Swamp Pit. I love that song. And as far as sharing a song by other local artists.
And then as far as sharing a song performed by a local artist, I would love to start with something sung by Janelle Sadler. She has been a very good friend to my family. In fact, she helped us pack up a lot of stuff after Hurricane Irma caused us to need to move. She's an incredible talent. She has an amazing musical resume.
That she does.
She does a fantastic job on this original jazz tune called Swingin' Mood. It's a co-write by her husband Robin Swenson and Jim Gillard. Another song to feature would be by Rebecca Pulley. This happened, gosh, more than 10 years ago, I want to say. So I had been living in St. Pete for a few years, and Rebecca Pulley asked me about playing violin on several songs for her album Tra-La-La. So I really like the unique sound, the driving energy of this song, Totem.
Up and up I go, watch out down below, soon to the ground I'll be crashing, making my swinging mood. Round and round I go, bouncing to and fro, changing my mind with a passion, making my swinging mood. So helplessly vacillating, forever fluctuating, I'll always stay the same. Constantly changing, back and forth I go, ebbing with the flow, under and overreacting, me and my swing.
my brother, where's my friend? There you go, standing like a statue again. Out in the cold, like a topo. Where did my brother go? Where did he go? Beat of his own drum, and he went marching to the beat of his own drum, and he went marching to the beat of his own drum, he went marching to the beat of his own drum. He went marching, he went marching, and he went marching, and he went marching to the beat of his own drum. He went marching to the beat of his own drum. He went marching to the beat of his own drum. And he went marching to the beat of his own drum.
All right, time for the big ask. Would you perform something live? What song would you like to perform live?
The song I would like to perform live is Colorado. It's a song that I wrote while I was on tour in the state of North Carolina.
Not Colorado.
No. So I was alternating sets with a band, and this one band had a guy that could play violin and sing at the same time. And I was like, I want to be able to do that. And the strangest thing was on my break, I wrote this song. 15 minutes later, I come out and I sing it. And that's just the way my songwriting is. It's almost always really in an instant.
extraordinary. Rebecca Zabin is taking a well-deserved, huge glass of cold water or whatever beverage she chooses. And while she's gone, you will hear, for the first time on Women of Song, Amber Nicole's song, Southside St. Pete, featuring Jalessa. Following her song are some announcements from other women hosts of different shows.
I tried to make it on the New York streets. I moved to Nashville, but I missed the heat. There are three bridges across the Tampa Bay.
Howard Franklin Gandy, Courtney Campbell Causeway.
Forever young, cause I got big dreams.
Bigger than the stars.
Sometimes I'm sad, but I love.
to my city, 'cause my city is good.
Hey y'all, this is Nanners. Join me this Friday and every Friday at 3 p.m. when I host Island Time. I'll be playing songs about the sun, sand, boats, and beaches, bringing a tropical escape to your Friday afternoons. Right here on Radio St. Pete, Sunshine 96.7 FM, where local music lives.
Hello, after hearing Nanners play that island music, I had to sneak my ukulele in and play this song I wrote. It's called Micro Mini and a Mohair Sweater. It's about a woman I saw across the platform on the number 6 train at Astor Place in New York City. But anyhow, Nanners, I had to play this for you and all the listeners that love steel drums, that island feel, and a ukulele, albeit this ukulele feel might be a little manic.
Join me, Stephanie, for Get to the Roots every Wednesday from 3 to 5 p.m. for 2 hours of folk, Americana, and roots music here on Radio St. Pete.
Sunshine 96.7 FM.
Get to the Roots is supported by Boggs Jewelers, 3609 49th Street North. Boggs Jewelers offers antique clocks and fine jewelry along with on-site jewelry, clock, and watch repair at their Diston Plaza store, where you can see genuine pirate treasure, authentic pieces of eight recovered in Port Charlotte. More at BoggsJewelers.com. That's BoggsJewelers.com. Radio St. Pete would like to thank the Boggs family, longtime St. Pete residents, for their continued support of local community radio.
Recommended by Rebecca Zabin is the next song, Sea Caves, written by Gail Tripsmith. Gail Tripsmith sings the vocal. Her partner, Kirk Adams, is on this recording, as well as Rebecca on violin.
Watching us through a dreaming crystalline view.
National Hispanic Heritage Month, after all. So what better time to play some bando by Osondo Jazz?
Tanta euforia vivida, tanta felicidade. Era mais carnaval alegrando a cidade. Tudo que o ritmo tinha, o samba tocava no fundo. E o povo dançando maluco na liberdade do mundo. Foi quando o dia chegou que eu pensei em você. E vi que o bloco passou e acabou. Sonho de tanta euforia no piso da gente bonita. Não refletia no fundo, tristeza pro resto da vida. Thank you. Tanta euforia vivida, tanta felicidade. Era mais um carnaval, alegrando a cidade. Tudo que o ritmo tinha, o samba tocava no fundo. O povo dançando maluco na liberdade do mundo. Foi quando o dia chegou que eu pensei em você e vi que o bloco passou e acabou. Era o que eu não queria, sofrendo sem perder o ponto. Eu fui dançando maluco, pisando na melancolia, chorando na melancolia, sofrendo na melancolia.
It's already time to say goodbye, but before you leave, can you share what's coming up in the life of Rebecca Zapin?
I am going to a meetup at a park with a bunch of Jewish moms. We were on an amazing trip to Israel this past July.
So you're keeping in touch with them?
Yes, monthly. And then later tonight, my son and I will be going into the recording studio. Joel is almost 14, and we're going to record a demo.
And anything else to know about you?
As long as you can spell my last name, Zapen, you can find most everything. I'm on Instagram as Rebecca Zapin. I have a Facebook musician page forward slash Zapin, and the website is zapin.com. I do have 4 albums you can find streaming on all the platforms: Japanese Bathhouse and Nest, and then there's 2 jazz albums, Hummingbird and Zapstar. As far as upcoming shows, on Friday, October 6th, I will be joining a fantastic band, the Jazz Librarians, and this is for the 1-year anniversary celebration of DRV Gallery in Gulfport for the event. And then Sunday, October 8th, you'll find me at Unity of St. Petersburg. I am the new music director there.
Fantastic! Let's say goodbye in French. You actually studied French.
Mais oui, un peu.
Oh là là! Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Bisous, bisous.
Bisous, bisous.
Oh, merci à mon cœur.
Do, 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 do. Do 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 do. Fifth Avenue, first house. When my dad was my mom's spouse, this was the place that I grew up in, where the asphalt was tight, lover. The asphalt was tight, lover. Where the asphalt is tight, lover. Don't ever cross it alone, she would say. Well, we moved across the street, had separate Christmases. Well, we moved across the street when my mom drove to be single. Well, all the red ants, they bit her. All the red ants, they bit her. Well, all the red ants, they bit her on the playground that Saturday. And my dad had heard her screaming. The ants, they're still advancing. Well, my dad, he heard her screaming. Yeah, he came to save the day. Well, yeah, well, she was too bright to take his help. She said, I can do it fine by myself. She couldn't. is it down? Well, my dad walked away with his head down. Christ, city battles came around. I wasn't supposed to see him on that slice of town. When my dad walked away with his head down. Then my mom stroked out when I was 12. Forgot the hate that she felt. Thought dad still lived with her. Thought the family was still together. Yeah, well, the saddest thing she ever did was ask you about her wedding ring. Dad, he tried to act polite. He was remarried by that time. And well, mom kept her sadness inside as cancer ate her alive. Sickness clouded up her mind. I met her ghost far before she died. In the earth bowed its our lover. The earth bowed, it's our lover. Well, the earth bowed, it's our lover. Don't ever pass it alone, she'd say. Yeah, well, there is no easy road then. Gotta cross it someday. Well, the earth bowed, it's our lover. But I will get to you.
You just heard Woman of Song, June Bunch, on the song Asphalt. Ending the hour is Sarah Mack and Grant Peoples with the song I'm Not Scared. Support for Women of Song comes from 7C Music. Closing today's show is the Ellie Lee Band with Europa. Stay tuned for the news. I hope you'll tune in next Monday because I have a story about a singer from Mexico who lived on the Lower East Side of New York City and became famous. This is Fiona Frenchy saying au revoir for now. Bisous, bisous. Thank you for your support of Women of Song.
wasting away.
Some people I know that I'm just
it's
dreaming.
True that you might be a little bit out of your head.
Everywhere
yeah.
I go, they're trying to
save you. Better than trying to save you than leave you for dead.
And I got to admit the world
is spiraling down to hell, but you'll be sure to be safe.
Except die.